on the board, in the room, and some visitors. I'd like to take a moment just to welcome everyone to our semi-annual board meeting and the opening of our Sagebrush Training Conference. We've got a tremendous lineup, a wealth of information to look forward for you to glean for the rest of the week. And a special thanks to our convention committee, Philo and crew, and our ladies that really put a lot of work and a lot of effort into coordinating everything for us. We'll get started with our board meeting, and I also like to welcome Brian Charlson. He is going to be streaming our board meeting as well as the entire Sagebrush Conference live on ACB Radio, so the rest of the nation can hear us and hopefully gain a little information along with us. Rick Moran from ACB is joining Brian. Thank you, Rick. There you go. There you go. I'm going to pass the mic around. Maybe I could ask Kim, who's close. Take each of you, just introduce yourself and tell you what state you're from.
Artist Bays in California.
Give me a mic that's not on. Kim Venable, Louisiana.
Roy Harmon, California.
Terry Commandell, Louisiana.
Richard Byrd, Ohio.
Philo Tu, Hawaii, and I bring you greetings from Warren Toyama. He will not be here. Tomorrow he will go on his eye operation. It is a major one, so let's pray for him.
Willie Shoemaker, California.
Mary Lou Shoemaker, California.
Kevin Berkery, California.
Mark Sugart from Georgia.
Marie Keene, Massachusetts.
Dino from Massachusetts.
Geisler Joseph, Louisiana.
Just to make a little note, Geisler is a RSVA scholarship, George Arsenault scholarship winner this year. Eddie, this is G. This is Chef G.
Emma Palmer, Louisiana.
Edward Robbins from Montana.
Anna Robbins, Montana.
Rick Moran from Massachusetts, and I think it's Dino's birthday this week. Is that right, Dino?
No.
Is that a different Dino?
Brian Charlson, also from Massachusetts.
Thank you.
Eddie Turner, Mississippi.
Okay, and I'll keep the mic for you if you want.
Thank you. Thank you, Kim. Yes, Philo, thank you for mentioning Warren. Warren called and asked me to extend a special sense of appreciation for all that the RSVA has done for him, and I assured him that we all will keep him in our prayers as he undergoes eye surgery tomorrow morning, and he'll be laid up for a while recovering from some pretty serious eye condition, hopefully, you know, stop the degeneration of his vision. Okay, we'll do the roll call of the board. Artis?
Okay.
Okay, we'll do a roll call. The first one, of course, is Dan.
Here.
Ron. Ron Eller. Ron Eller? Okay. He must have stepped out because I thought he was here. Okay, we'll just move on. Charlie Carroll. Okay, Terry Camardell.
Yeah.
Artis Bazin, I'm here. Okay, Philo.
Here.
Marie.
Here.
Roy.
Here.
Herbert. Herbert Redu. Okay, Richard. And Warren isn't here. Eddie. Okay, I think I got everyone. So we're missing a few, but I think everyone's here at the conference except for Warren, but I did not see Zach.
Zach just walked in.
Oh, Zach just walked in. Okay. And Ken just walked in. How about Ron? Ron just walked in too? Okay, so everyone is here then except for Charlie and Warren. Charlie's not going to make it to the board meeting? Oh, he plans to? Okay, so he might be here. So just let me know if he comes so I can take him off the absent list. Thank you.
Thank you, Artis. Moving on, has everyone had a chance to read their minutes as presented by our secretary, Artis, in your emails? Are there any additions or corrections to those minutes from our last meeting? Hearing none, we will file them for future audit. We'll move on to our treasurer's report. Terry?
I'm sleeping on the job, sorry. Anybody want my job? Richard? You want to do the mic? Zach, you want to do the mic? Thank you.
Office account, $80,264.12. Bingo account, $21,669.49. Service Corp, $266,464.90. Derwick K. McDaniels, $3,514.43. And life membership, $3,364. Any questions? Y'all still awoke, huh?
Okay. Any questions for the treasurer? Okay. Thank you, Terry. Thank you. That looks like our bingo is going well, and I'd like to extend again a very big thank you, Terry, for all the work that you do in keeping our bingo games going for us and providing the funds to produce this event as well as our annual event and other things that we have going throughout the year, which you're going to hear more about as the week goes on, as we become more and more proactive than reactionary. And I think you'll be hearing some very good things, and that a lot of that's due to because we do have a nice budget that we can plan ahead for. Thank you, Terry. Okay, we'll move on to our awards committee. Eddie?
No, let me use mine.
I'd like to first thank my committee, Cindy Carruthers. Is that close enough, Cindy? Artis Bazin and Dan. Dan's also on our committee. We had several applications for the George Arsenal Award. We narrowed it down to one. And as the person carrying the microphone around told you a while ago, she let it leak out that this year's winner is in the room. She is from Louisiana. Her name is Geisler Joseph. That's it? Geisler Joseph. I'm sorry. Chef G. And you'll hear more about that on Thursday. So, and that's our report.
Thank you, Eddie. Thank you. And welcome, Chef G. I'm not going to try to pronounce your name. But welcome. We were glad to have you. Okay, bingo. We're back to Terry.
Bingo report. The bingo report is in the 40-page document. I can dig it out and do it a little in time if everybody wants to listen to that. But the board members should all have a copy of it. We still have the three games at the hall on Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays. Right now, the hall's doing very well, of course, with earned income credits. Everybody started getting them at the end of the month, and, of course, it's really blowing right now. But normally it's picked up lately because we came up with a new thing like the casinos call a player's reward card. And we're the only bingo hall that's got it so far. I'm sure I'm going to get copied quick. But we're doing very, very well with the bingo rewards card. We only did it on one part of it, just on the bingo mate, the electronic computers, just to see how it would work. And the average went from 40 to 80. So we just about doubled the amount of people playing these bingo machines, which the minimum is $30 and goes up to $60. So it's like having three or four extra players each time you sell one. But that's pretty much the only thing that's new, I think, you know, is the player's rewards card. And, you know, like I said, tax refunds are coming, so. It's really starting to, it's going to be good for the next 6-8 weeks for sure. And then it gets a little drop off in the summer, of course, when the kids get out of school and people can't come play with the kids. But other than that, I think everything's going pretty good. If anybody got any questions about bingo or the hall or anything else in general? Gee, submissive bunch, huh?
You can friend the hall on Facebook, by the way, also.
Yeah, we've got the hall on Facebook, on our own website. You can see everything we're doing. We pop up Facebook stuff. Almost every day we'll pop something up.
What's it called, Gene? What's it called on Facebook?
Azalea Bingo Hall.
Okay, thank you, Terry. And again, I think Terry alluded to the fact that, you know, they're adding more and more technology to their games. And that just shows how Terry, under his management of the bingo hall, he keeps moving it forward. Last year, if you recall, he was very instrumental, very active in getting some legislation modified or changed in Louisiana to allow more activity, which we can benefit from. Our hats off to Terry for all the work that he's done, and he stays in touch and he stays in tune with everything. Okay, Constitution and bylaws, Artis.
Okay, I just want to let everyone know you have to get any possible constitution and bylaw changes into me by the 1st of May, because the vendor scope that comes out in the 1st of June, any changes need to be in that vendor scope so that people have 30 days in advance of the convention. That's one of our standing rules. So, in the Constitution. So, make sure you get any changes you want to me before then. Thanks.
Artis, who is on your committee?
Actually, I haven't had anybody volunteer to be on it this year. Last year, I had, I think it was me, Kim, who was the third one last year? There was one other one. So if you'd like to be on the committee, I can add you. Would you like to be on it? Okay. I forget who the third one was. Yeah, I don't remember who the third one was last year. Been a whole year ago. Ron, would you like to be on that committee? Or were you just asking?
I would just ask.
Okay, no problem. You don't want to volunteer?
That's a rough committee.
Actually, we meet... generally, we meet one time just to talk about possible ones the committee might want to bring forward. And then anyone that any constitutional amendment that's brought to us, we have to bring it to the convention, even if we're opposed. We just vote on whether or not we're going to recommend it or whether we're going to just bring it without a pass or a yes or no, or we will recommend a do not pass. So that's how we handle it. So we can give one of three recommendations to the convention. So would you like to be on the committee, Zach? Oh, okay, sure. I'll keep you in mind for next year. Well, I'll volunteer one of you. So. I don't think we have a rule. You don't have to be on the board to be on it. Kim said to, oh yeah, Kim's on it, so she's not on the board. Yeah, you don't have to be on the board, so if you'd like to be on, that's fine. Okay, well, I'll add G to the committee then. And we can have more than three if we have other volunteers.
Thank you, Artis. And as you can see, it is a difficult committee by the number of people that jumped up and wanted to be a part of it. It's a lot of work, painstaking technicalities that have to go involved, that are involved in drafting Constitution bylaws. Okay, let's move on into Convention Committee. Philo? Yeah, Philo is here. Yeah, someone got the mic?
Man, this is the only place the mic comes to you instead of you walking to the mic. But as far as for this week, I want to thank my committee because I have been really tied up with my own personal things. But I have to tell you the dedication this committee has. And I want to especially thank the ladies of this committee because not that us guys didn't do anything, but they really carried the ball, these ladies. And you will see as you go through this sagebrush how great the job they have done. One of the things that tonight we will have a hospitality. We hope that all of you will participate. And tomorrow we start the convention, sagebrush, from 8:45, breakfast. No, 7:30 is breakfast, right, artist? And we start the program at 8:45. Now, the reason why we're starting early because there are many things going on this sagebrush. Okay, and then tomorrow night, we just finalized everything with the casino people. Kim and I were there, Alan. And I encourage all of you to sign up because your first prize is $500. Okay, we will have six winners. I believe six is 500, then 300 go right down to the last prize is $100. But I think the most important thing about this project, all the money that you put to the register for this tournament will all go to your organization. The hotel is not keeping anything. They're not giving out for any door prize. They are supplying the door prize. And that is how much this hotel has committed to the blind, to RSVA. Even they're planning something better for next year, they told Kim and I. If you folks want to come back, I don't see any reason why you don't want to come back when they treat us well. So, Dan, I like to recognize my committee, and if you folks will give them a hand for the outstanding job, Kim, Artis, Cindy, Hazel, and all the men. I don't even mention their name because us guys, we just go along for the ride. So give them a hand, please.
That just shows you the modesty that the ladies in our organization have. You know, they want to share the credit for even though they do all the work. And I think that is just fantastic. And just to echo what Phil mentioned, that we have an awful lot packed into this week. And one thing that several of you in this room and a number of other people have contacted me over the last couple of months is why don't we have something on the agenda for dexing and cashless and stuff. We've had it there for a couple of years now, and everybody found it very interesting and enlightening as we're getting closer to getting involved in it. We just didn't have room on the agenda. We have so many other things that we need to get on there. But however, our trade show Wednesday afternoon will highlight a lot of vending equipment manufacturers and distributors, and several of those are involved in the dexing and the cashless. So take advantage of Wednesday afternoon to glean whatever information you need if you're thinking of getting involved in cashless, which I'm sure you are, because you know it's not the days are numbered before we get involved in it. So again, you know, our trade show has always been a critical part of our annual training conference, and now it's probably even a little more critical because there'll be a lot of information dispensed there that we can pick up on. And again, the convention committee, we meet every month, and then it gets down to what I call crunch time. We meet every 2 weeks, and then we meet a week, and then in between time, emails go back and forth. Just a lot of work in putting this conference on. And one thing, another thing to point out is that every penny that you paid for your registration fee, every penny that the sponsors donate, every penny that the exhibitors goes back into funding this operation, putting this on. It's not viewed as a fundraiser. It's viewed as a service because we are a service organization, a service nonprofit. So we have a record attendance this year again. We keep breaking our records, and the hotel is very pleased with that, and they want us back. A lot of companies want us back next year, so we'll be negotiating a contract as we sit here this week. for next year.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
For the slot tournament, you're not required to have a player's card. But if you are one of the winners, you will be required to have a player's card. I believe that they're going to give you a certificate and I think they're going to place the money on your card, is how they're working it. The slot tournament is going to be, it's all done by the casino. The actual tournament's going to be right by registration, all the slot machines out front. There's 30 machines going to be roped off, and the casino handles it all. If you have a dot badge on, you've already paid for the slot. If you want to be part of the slot, you need to go pay for it today before registration closes, because we have to turn in the final list this afternoon, if we get it tomorrow morning at the latest. It's for 7 minutes, and you can come anytime between 7 up until 8:30. If you get there after 8:30, you're not playing. And you can pick your own machine out of the 30, and we'll have volunteers to help, and the casino will have people to help to show you which button you got to hit real fast for 7 minutes. This is going to be fun because I've never played slots, so this is really exciting for me. Let's see, I think I covered it all, Philo. Did I miss anything? Okay.
I've never participated in a slot tournament. I've been here and been many other facilities in town, and I've walked past a lot of slot tournaments as they were going on. And to me, it looked and sounded like they're having way too much fun. So that would be my first time at it this year. Okay, again, thank you, Philo, and thank you, Convention Committee, for adding a little new highlight to our... Kim?
Okay, I didn't know we were going to move on. The only thing I wanted to add on convention is we currently have 9 sponsors: PepsiCo Food Service, Cantu Services, RSA Buying Group, L&S Services, Southern Food Service Management, Sodexo Government Services, Automated Merchandising Systems, Blackstone Consulting, and Oasis 24/7 is our sponsors. And we have 18 exhibitors. Please go to the exhibit room, 18 plus the 9, the sponsors, each are exhibitors also. Please patronize those and go through them. We'll also have random cash drawings, a total of $500 during the exhibit time. They're $25 cash drawings, and a total of $500 will be given out. Dan, did I miss anything?
There will be other door prizes donated by the exhibitors themselves. Some will be given away through drawings, and there will be some silent auction items because they're pretty nice items that everyone wants a chance at have the opportunity to own it. So we'll be doing a couple of silent auctions of the donated door prizes as well. So there'll be a lot of, and we have food coming in at noon, then we have our cash bar coming in at 3 o'clock. Anything else on conventions? Okay, we'll move on to our credentials. Terry?
Right.
Credentials is not done to July. Yeah. The membership letters have been sent out, and people are turning in their dues and applications. The deadline has not passed, so we haven't gotten everything in, but I've been forwarding everything to Cindy. Well, the drop-dead deadline is March 1st,
yeah.
Just because we have to get it into ACB by March 15th, because if we don't, RSVA doesn't get their votes, and I will tell you this past year, RSVA did not get their maximum votes. And it was clerical reasons.
Yeah, there were some clerical issues on our end that caused us, but we'll get those corrected this year. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Kim and Terry. Okay. Finance and budget. We're back to Terry again.
Everybody should have a copy on the board of the finance and budget, exactly what we budgeted and where we're at from last year. Again, if anybody's got any questions, call the CPA. Yeah. He's the one that puts them crazy numbers together.
Yeah, as you know, we do retain the service of a professional CPA accounting firm to handle, because we do have the bingo hall, get bingo games and stuff, so we always retain professional services to manage that for us, and because we are subject to audit by various segments of government. Okay. Next, on the agenda, we have our historian. We don't have a historian, and we're always looking for one, someone to maintain the activities of RSVA over the years. So basically, I think if anyone is interested in being our historian, please contact me. We could surely, make it worthwhile. It surely is worthwhile to retain a permanent record of the things that this great organization has accomplished over the years.
Dan, this is Kim. I'd volunteer, but I'm not old enough. Some of you old people need to do it.
Touche.
I was going to say,
I don't know how we can top that one now, but okay. The next thing on our agenda is the legal committee. Bob Humphreys is currently and has been our legal counsel for many years. As you know, he authored the 1974 revisions of the Randolph-Shepard Act, and they haven't been a change since 1974. And we're very appreciative of Bob. And as many of you know, Bob's wife, Natasha, suffered a stroke almost a year ago. She recovered, then she somewhat, but the paralysis hasn't left. But then she developed some pulmonary embolisms, which set her back in the hospital. She is home now. Bob is her 100% caregiver. And so Bob's time is somewhat limited, but he is still there for us, just at his travel. He can't be here with us this week. Jeff Tom has stepped up for us. He was a practicing attorney for the state of California. And if there's any questions that anyone has of a legal nature, Jeff has offered that he would do whatever advice he can give. And if there's something he's unsure of, he will reach out to Bob. As you know, Bob is the leading, maybe the only expert in Randolph-Shepard in the country. So Jeff will be here all week for us. And if we have any legal issues or questions that you can, connect with Jeff, or we can hook you up with Jeff one way or the other, that you get your question answered if you have a local issue, or if you have an issue that you think is of national importance that we need to follow through on.
Dan, this is Kim again. I actually chair the legal committee, and I'm available also all week if anybody has anything. We haven't really had any legal issues this year. Thank God.
Right. Thank you. Yeah.
Other than individuals, not RSVA as an organization. But I'll be available, and I will relay anything to my committee and to Bob.
Yeah.
The question was just asked, will they be able to meet one-on-one with Jeff? And the answer to your question is yes. And artists you may know by heart, but I'm looking through the program to see the time slot. Okay. Tuesday afternoon, all afternoon, you can meet with Jeff. And everything happens in the Rush Tower. All our activities are in this area. Jeff will be here also all week, as well as I, if you want to meet privately at another time.
Thank you. And again, if you have any legal questions, and if you're not sure if it's of a national nature or if it's a local nature or state nature, just contact Kim or I, and we can always elicit from Bob or Jeff as to whether it fits within our purview or a focal point of RSVA. And again, legal services are very expensive, so we do not authorize their services at random. It has to come through the legal committee in order to get an opinion from our legal counsels. Okay. Next, a big report. Legislative, Ron, legislative chairman.
Thank you, Dan. To start with, I'd like to say at least at the current time, we're not in any crisis mode nationally. Everything is quiet right now. I understand we do have quite a few issues on the state level with a lot of state SLAs. And I'd like to say to those people from those states, if you need any help, if you need any kind of direction on rules from the Randolph-Shepard Act or whatever, please get in touch with myself or Ken Jessup. Roy can help. Just let us know what the issue is. We'll dig into it, find the answer, and get back to you. That's part of what the legislative committee does. One of the other things that we do is we're getting ready for the legislative seminar, which will be in a couple of weeks. February is always a big month for short turnarounds. We have appointments on Tuesday and Wednesday all day. We'll be on the House side on Tuesday and on the Senate side on Wednesday. And we have a lot of appointments, which are visits to several people that Ken and I saw last year when we went to NCSAB. And they're very willing to give us a follow-up, and so we can learn what they have learned about the program since we're there. And Ken and I can bring them up to date, along with Zach. Roy is also on the committee, and Roy's not going to be able to make it. Still, invitation's still there, Roy. Charlie Carroll. Charlie, I'm not sure he's going to be able to make it, but he's also part of the committee. Ken, do you have anything to add? An artist has informed me she will be there, and our president will be there. Dan, are you on the agenda?
No. But I will be there. Okay, thank you, Ron. And again, as Ron mentioned, Roy has been very instrumental in working with our those of us on the legislative, and big hats off to Ron and all the committee. But as you know, and Charlie Carroll has been very, for a lifetime, he devoted to legislative issues. And Charlie, I don't know if he entered the room or not, but he wasn't here, but he is here. His, you know, he's got cancer, but he was determined he's going to be with us. Hazel, you know, Hazel Hart has got had cancer. She had more surgeries, and she's going through chemotherapy. They're here. Unbelievable. These people are that, you know, get that much out of Sage Rest, they're that dedicated to RSVA, that they come, and they want to be part of this organization, be part of sharing their knowledge. And believe me, that group of people has got a lot of knowledge and information, that, and they're very willing to share it with us. And we need to glean that. And if they can go through the trip of getting here in the health condition that they're in, we really have to give them a big round of applause and for all they're doing for us. Anything else, Ron?
No, that's it.
Thank you. And again, legislative, again, we are a service organization, and Ron monitors all the legislative issues going on. And, you know, we've been putting a lot of fires out over the last how many years. We might want to start, we are going to start building some fires. You know, we're going to go proactive. And we have been moving in that direction a couple of years now, and it'll intensify. And hopefully we'll see some very good fruit born out of this whole issue.
Yes, Ken. I just wanted to say, it's Ken Jessup from Virginia for the internet. I just wanted to say that Ron has done an excellent job, both regionally, statewide, and nationally. And when I started working with him, I thought I would have a baby that I'd have to put together and train and teach. Ron's a natural. He really is a natural, and he has been able to put together some friendships at the nation's capital that otherwise we wouldn't have. And because of that, we will be seeing a lot of people this year that we didn't even have doors to open 2 years ago. So I wanted to give Ron a little bit of a credit there, because he has really done an excellent job, and I'm proud to work with him.
Thank you.
That is just so true. Ron is just, you know, he is a natural, and it's unbelievable the doors he's opened, and he's keeping them open for us. And it's amazing, as you work around the hill, you work around the country. I travel a lot for RSVA, and how many people are unaware of blind vending community, period, let alone our legislative issues. So that the task is monumental, and all we can do is just keep leaning on people like Ron to lead us in that right direction. Okay. National accounts, there isn't a lot of activity in national accounts right now with some other issues going on. We do have, we had an account with Frito-Lay for quite a few years now, and we are in negotiations with them again to reestablish another contract. And we will go into an executive session after this public board meeting, and we'll discuss our options on whether we continue that and a few other things on the national account level, and we can, but we'll recess when we're done here, and then we'll move into executive session and go that and along with a few other issues. Oh, I'm sorry. I jumped right over membership one of that. I was leading into that with Roy and Hazel, and I missed them. Let's do membership with Roy.
Good timing, Dan. All right. Yeah, just okay. Well, I apologize for not having the exact numbers with me. I didn't receive anything recently, and of course, recently I wouldn't have paid much attention to them. Anyway. Our membership has increased, and I would like to thank Dan and the rest of the board members that have gone around to the various states during their conventions, their state conventions, because this has been informing everybody of RSVA and what we do. It was tremendous when he came to California. It was I appreciated it very much for him showing up. And it's not, it's just our attitude about how we get things done. That's the difference between RSVA and other organizations. Membership. We have increased, if you're listening to Terry's report earlier, our lifetime membership has gone up. Our overall membership has grown. And, you know, as state representatives of your vendors, you know as well as I do that you've got to keep on everybody constantly to keep up their membership, because it's so difficult to let things slide, and it affects us in the long run. VendorScope distribution has increased, basically to the text version, and I think that's all I have on Virginia. Oh yes, Virginia. Somebody told me about Virginia. At our last board meeting, we received the Constitution and their bylaws for Virginia coming into RSVA and their members, and we welcome them. I don't think we have anyone in the room from Virginia besides Ken, but they got to send us the money. Maybe we'll get that tomorrow, because they're... Okay, so we're in good shape with them. We just need the money.
Yep. Show
me the money.
That's about what it is. So our membership is growing constantly, and it's difficult with Randolph Shepherd vendors, because our Randolph Shepherd vendors nationwide are decreasing. So the importance of fighting for what we want in Randolph Shepherd is so important to members. And it's, you know, they're being informed by us. That's the whole fun of going out and meeting vendors from all over. Anyway, that's it for members.
Thank you, Roy. Again, Roy is, you know, fantastic spokesperson out on the legislative end, but also on, you know, keeping people informed. The value of belonging to RSVA, and what you can do for RSVA, but you shouldn't ask what can RSVA do for me. You should ask what you can do for RSVA. But we don't mind. Ask us what we can do for you, and we'll gladly try to dispense as much information about what we can do for you individually, as well as for your business, and as well on a national level for you. And the best way to do that is, you know, secure your membership every year, secure a state affiliate. Just makes us that much stronger when we go to the Hill speaking, or we go to your individual congressman or senator and get those things that are of importance to all of us. Roy, back at you again. It might be a short, but on the Oasis project, Roy's been monitoring our Oasis. It was an ad hoc committee,
And
we maintain it, but Roy keeps vigilant tabs on the Oasis projects.
Well, there's nothing really major going on the Oasis projects. I'll probably find out more from Katrina McDonald when I see her either tomorrow or Wednesday, because she's always giving me heads up on things to look out for. There are two things that statewide that have caught our attention. At our last board meeting, Ken was telling us that the Virginia rest areas have been under private contractors, and apparently the state or the contractors, I don't know which, but there's a falling out. And when the permits expire, they're going to go back to the Randolph Shepherd vendors there. So that's a feather in our cap. You know, we've been telling them for years that a private company isn't going to make it, you know, on their own in a rest area. It's all right for us because we make a decent living there, and we give them the service constantly, whereas a private organization kind of lets things slide, and there isn't the money there. They're not ready for a 24-hour location of consistency, and we've learned to adapt to these. The rest areas have been a real good real good for Randolph Shepherd vendors. The other issue is in California, I believe last year it's gone to arbitration for the utility question in California. The vendors didn't want to pay utilities. At the national level, I don't think this is going anywhere personally because there are so many states out there now that do pay utilities, either a flat rate or a going rate from a power company. And, of course, we have several states that don't have utilities because of one thing, and that's it's been legislated. It's been legislated right out of the game. And 6 years ago, I told our California vendors at that time, if we don't want to pay utilities, get it legislated. Well, just the past 2 weeks, an assemblyman in California has introduced a bill to omit the utilities for the rest areas. I haven't been able to find out which vendors supported this. I have a real good idea because there were a couple of them that wanted to go with my suggestion and working with Jeff Tom in California in getting legislation done so this wouldn't be the problem. If you take it off the table, the Department of Rehab has nothing to say about it. So good luck to them. I hope it works out. As most of you probably know, I'm not a rest area vendor anymore. I've moved on to the prisons. I love the inmates. Anyway, that's it on the Oasis project. We're moving forward.
Yeah, Roy, what he's not telling you, he had to go to prison. but they do let him out when he behaves himself.
Willie's got an update. Introduce thyself.
There was three of us in California. Gary Crocker was the one that really pushed us forward through the Assemblyman of Fresno area, and he is opening up the act for California's roadside to change the legislation, change it through legislation to go back to where the way it was supposed to have been read years ago, because it's slowly changed. And so he's opening it up, and we're just now going through the committee in Sacramento to change that legislation. So we're still going to need help getting that done, but it looks like it is going to work.
Great, great news. Thank you, Willie.
Thank you, Willie.
Thank you. Again, thank you, Roy. Fantastic job on monitoring the activity across the country on Oasis Highway, the rest areas, because, you know, they're a very critical piece of our pie to keep our program afloat and keep it moving. Okay, just a quick reminder, there is some ice water, some iced tea, and some cookies straight across from me.
I'm back over here, so straight across from me. Is some, you
know, we're good. Yeah. Yeah. If Zach is over there, you better hurry up and get there if he's close to it. Okay. Next is our planning committee, Artis.
We don't have anything going right now with planning committee, but we do need to do an update because we haven't done one since for 2 years. So if somebody would like to go through that with me and recommend some updates to that, I'd appreciate it. So if you're interested in that, it's basically a document we wrote a number of years ago, and we just add things to it to keep it in sync with where RSVA is going right now. And we haven't done it for a couple of years, so it needs to be updated. So if you don't volunteer, I'll come up and ask a couple of you to help.
Thank you, artist. And you know, that is just one of the many things that artist does for us. And up next is our publications committee. Another one of our, all of our committees are very critical, important to us, but there are some that require a lot more work than others. And publications is one of those that requires as much, if not more, work than the convention committee and the legislative committee. And I think, you know, we can all agree that, you know, the man hours put in, pardon me, person hours put in, because we have to give these, the ladies, you know, pretty much do a fantastic job for us on getting this publication together. Artist, can you give us a brief update on what you're doing and what you need from us?
Yes, we have a publications committee, and I'd like to thank those members who are on the publications committee. Besides myself as chair, we have Hazel, who does our final editing to make sure it looks pretty, and she sends it into the company that does the printing and recording for us. And we also have on that committee, we have Ron Eller, who does all the legislative articles and updates. We have Marie Keene. We have Cindy Carruthers are all on that committee. And if anyone would like to join that committee, you are welcome to let me know. And we'd like all of you to consider writing an article. You're all here at Sagebrush this week. If there's a particular speaker that you think you're going to really like and you want to put together some notes for that speaker, we'd appreciate it, because we do like to put in a follow-up VendorScope articles about the different speakers and what they talked about so that we can share the knowledge with everyone. So anyone who's interested in writing an article, please get with me and tell me so that we don't assign two people to the same topic. Spread the wealth. And if everyone writes an article, it's a lot faster. Thanks.
Thank you, artist. And again, really, really truly do appreciate all the work that you and your committee put involved in this. They just take it and run, and it gets done. It gets done on time, and fantastic articles, very informative. The next committee is public relations, but, you know, we have incorporated them all under public relations, but I think if there's one item that could go on under, public relations, would be our brochure and artists, is committed to revising that, updating it, and that's on her to-do list, and that will get done shortly. Okay. The next committee is Ways and Means. Ken? He was here.
Yeah, he's here. You guys may have the ways, but I got the means. This year, Ways and Means established a project earlier at the last Sagebrush to have lifetime memberships promoted. And it sounds to me like it's done very well. I know at last year's Sagebrush, I signed up a number of people for the monthly monetary, what does that stand for again?
Monthly
monetary support or whatever. Anyway, and I increased my level to $50 a month. I would like to see us push that again this year. However, I could not find any forms for people to fill out. And actually, last year it was a little hectic at the exhibit hall. I could barely hear people when they were telling me their information.
Can I interrupt you just one second, Ken? Charlie and Patsy Carroll just came in. We're glad to have you. Glad to make it on to her. Thank you.
Looks like he got his wheelchair. Anyway, so what we're going to do is I'm going to mention this year that they can go on the ACB website and get the information. And the form on the website is actually easier to fill out than what we had. I tried to print it, but I couldn't print it. It's not a printable version. But if you fill it out on the website, all you have to do is hit the send button and it goes right in. And the program is designed to help both us and ACB. And we did it this way because we didn't have to set up our own program. And ACB, for those of you who are on it, you probably have already received your tax statement. And I also want to continue to push the lifetime membership and the eternal giving in your will. I think that's one way to really do it. If you pass away and you think enough of us, leave us some cash. I've got you in the will, but only if certain people are gone before me. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
I want to piggyback on that. If you go to the RSVA website, there's a link to donations, and under that link, it has all the different things you can donate. It has the life memberships. It has the MMS support link that goes to the link on the ACB website. And there's just a regular donation you could do, and they're right all on the RSVA website.
Okay, thank you, Artis. Yeah, and MMS is very critical. I say we partnered with ACB, and I think that's very important. ACB is very critical to our operation. We, the blind vending community as a whole is relatively small. And for our legislative purposes and any other issues that arise nationwide, we need the support of other organizations, and who better than ACB? They bring us Brian and Rick today, courtesy of ACB Radio Broadcasting. Right, so we get a lot of benefit by supporting and ACB. They've always been there for us when we needed them on the Hill or any place else as a speaker. So the MMS is a perfect venue, perfect vehicle to support both organizations because we do work in unison. Thank you. Okay, that concludes our committee reports. Is there any unfinished business that we have to tend to? Just hold on a second, Charlie.
Dan, I'm Charlie Carroll. I'd like to apologize to the board and other people for being late. It's been one of them mornings, people. I sat in my room all day yesterday. I didn't get me a wheelchair at 2:30 this morning. It's just been one of them days, and I do apologize. I've never been late before in all these years, but... it's one of those things that happen, and I do apologize.
No, Charlie, there's no apologies needed. We're just awfully glad that you can make it down and made the trip all the way out here. We're glad to have you here. Never apologize. Okay, any new business we need to tend to? Okay, that concludes our agenda. We will recess. The board will recess, and we'll reconvene up in the RSVA suite, room 6A of the spa tower, and that'd be the RSVA board only. And we'll be, it's 2:15 right now. Let's take a half-hour break for the board, and we'll go up to the suite at 2:45. Thank you.